Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And this week we're talking with Cody King, the admissions coordinator for Felician Village. And good morning, Cody.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be here.
You know, sometimes when a family member's a primary caregiver for a loved one, they can start to experience what's called caregiver burnout. Cody, can you tell us a little bit about what causes caregiver burnout and what are the signs and the symptoms that caregivers should look for?
Yeah, of course, Jim. First of all, I'd like to recognize all the caregivers out there. Caring for an aged loved one is a very loving and compassionate act, but it can also be very physically and emotionally taxing. So caregiver burnout happens when a caregiver is not contributing enough time to their own self-care habits. When the burnout reaches a critical level, the effects can start to become very evident in the caregiver's life. The burnout can show itself in various ways. Those symptoms can include depression, sleep deprivation, lowered self-esteem, feelings of helplessness, and even neglect of their care receiver. If something tragic happens to a caregiver, it forces decisions to be made quickly for not only that person, but also the person they are caring for.
All right, Cody, what steps can we take to help prevent or kind of relieve that caregiver burnout?
So it's crucial for a caregiver to prioritize self-care and seek support when needed. Planning ahead is one of the most important steps to help prevent experiencing caregiver burnout. Planning ahead may involve many things like making physical adjustments to your living situation, support services like in-home care or support groups, and looking into additional care options in your community. I've had many conversations with caregivers in my time here at Felician Village. Those caregivers include husbands, wives, children, and even grandchildren. I can tell you that the process always seems to go much smoother and is less stressful for people who proactively reach out. Being educated about your options, wait list expectations, paperwork requirements, and respite options are all good reasons to reach out. Felician Village is the only Life Plan campus in Manitowoc County offering a wide range of living options and care. We would love to talk with you about different options that we have at any point during your caregiving journey. Tours are always welcome. You can always schedule a tour with us and view our facility in person.
That sounds interesting, Cody. So how does someone get in contact with you there?
Yeah, you can contact us through our website, FeliciaNVillage.org. There's also a lot of great information and resources on our website that you're able to go through. Otherwise, you can always call me directly at 920-684-7171, and then my direct extension is 380.
All right, Cody, thank you. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Jim. It was great to be here.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.